Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I am Andrew, and I am joined on Team Talk by my friends Quinn and Sean. Hello. So, today, I think there's kind of a lot of things we started, but that seems to be the going trend as we start stuff and don't finish it lately. But today, well, rather on Friday, when I got home from work, I had a new toy waiting for me in the NVIDIA Shield, which is very cool, and it's basically NVIDIA's, it's the first NVIDIA Tegra 4 device out there, so basically right now it's the most powerful little mobile device tablet out that there is. With the exception of stuff that's, you know, much bigger, which is pretty cool. And basically, it is a gamepad with a touchscreen on it, and you can play games on it, and you can stream your PC games onto it and play them from it. So I could be, like, anywhere in my house, and I could be playing, like, PC games off of my expensive, powerful tower in my room on the Shield and just be, like, lounging around in the on the couch. Or if my wireless was strong enough, maybe I could even sit by the pool and just be playing a PC game on it, which is really cool. So, right now, my wireless is crap. I ordered some new access points. Finally, some 5 gigahertz access points, and see if maybe I have some better luck with those.
So you just got an old 54G router, have you?
No, I've been on N, but on 2.4.
You need to get, what do they call it? It's a second router. It's called a the Jewel Band, and they do 2.4 and the other one.
Well, I don't need a router. I need access points. I already have a router, and I have a business class switch in my basement. So, because my whole house is wired. Wireless is secondary to my house. My tower, everything's plugged in. Even my PlayStation is plugged in with Ethernet. So,
Andrew's just like me, where the access points are just access points.
Yeah. So, but man, the problem we always had in my house, you got to turn yourself up a little bit, Sean. Somehow, it's really hard to hear you over.
You became very quiet when you switched machines, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that better now?
That's much better.
Okay.
Yeah, because
I had some capture volume. I had some volume issues on my microphone. Being at 100% is too much, so I turned it down to 40. So that should be better.
So,
I just like this music.
Yeah. So let's see what if I switch to this thing and plug this bad boy in, and maybe we can try some of these Android games.
While you are tinkering around with that, I'll just make an ancillary point, which is that come about a week and a half from now, I'm going to have at least a period of a week or I'm going to have to learn to deal with wireless as the main point of connectivity.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why? What are you doing?
Don't you remember? I'm moving out.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. Where are you going?
Oh, yeah, you'll be not that far. We got to hang out.
Yeah.
It would be actually good if you were physically in. Hey, Quinn, you're a bit quiet.
Yeah, yeah, you're a little bit quiet. I have the music turned so far down just to hear the two of you.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. Maybe I can try turning my team talk up, but...
I'm going to jack my volume up on my capture. Just a minute.
How's that?
That's about the same. It's not terrible. I won't worry about it. So, I got the shield plugged in.
What's that like now? What's that like now? Is that better?
You're pretty good, yeah.
Okay. I'll leave it at 60%. I don't want to go higher because I'll probably bust something.
That's probably way too loud.
Okay. Let's see. Who, you or
me?
No, you're like not changing, honestly.
That's weird because that was definitely the microphone gain slider.
Weird. I don't know. I mean, it's not terrible, you know. Like it's
no.
It could be a little louder, but it's not the end of the world. Where the heck is the button I'm looking for on this thing? I thought I had like a... Oh, here we go. There we go. Full screen. Okay. I haven't had to use the actual remote for my television to adjust the aspect ratio in so long that the remote control is covered with dust.
You and I have the same problem.
This clicky noise is me going through the regular Android menu here.
This is Android's system.
Yeah, one at the time. What?
Android system.
Yes, Quinn.
I was going to say my case is even more severe, where I actually have a little web-based interface that I developed that works with a USB UIRT universal IR controller, I can at least change the power on the non-network TV, so I don't even have to touch that much.
So that's cool.
That's scary. You guys with the technical shit, I feel quite a cheap because I don't have that much. I have one router, I have wireless to the top of the house, but no access any points anywhere. A whole lot of stuff plugged in and a lot of stuff via USB and a couple of towers, but and maybe a couple of portables. This one, another one, but other than my powerful i5 and this old machine I use for games and broadcasting, I feel cheap.
All right, so I'm in the Tegra Zone or whatever the heck it's called, the NVIDIA little hub app, and
what version of Android has this thing got in it?
4.2.1 right now, I think.
Oh wow, that's pretty recent, actually. Well, at least the 4 series.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be. It's also running. It's basically, with the exception of the additional, NVIDIA Tegra Zone software and some stuff like that, as far as I know, it's completely stock Android, which is...
Yeah,
could use it as a phone.
Well, it doesn't have a modem.
No, but you couldn't use it as a phone, but...
I could put Haytel on it.
Or Bria, or whatever passes for Bria.
Yeah. Well, you could use Skype with that, I guess, but I'm saying you could use it as a mobile phone.
Well, I wanted to use it for what it was built for, which is to play games. So, having said that, here's the Android games I have on it that are quote unquote enhanced for the Shield. So
I don't suppose this is in any way able to support Nova, is it?
I don't even know what that is.
First-person shooter for Android.
Does it? If it runs on Android, and I probably... Well, let's go to the Play Store.
There you go.
Let's see. Nova, huh?
That would be basically an acronym, so it's uppercase N-O-V-A with periods in between.
Okay.
Yeah,
Is this on the Play Store?
It should be, yeah.
I've got a cheap Symbian phone, and now even the smartphone and apps.
Let's see, what's this? What? Well,
I assume it's available for
Android. No, that's music. I see Nova Launcher.
Perhaps not.
But I should be able to find it on the Android store, whether it'll work on here or not.
Yeah.
So, obviously, n.o.v.a doesn't give me anything.
Or you could just try Nova. It may be smart enough to figure that out. Or it may be listed improperly.
I see apps, I see movies and TV books.
Maybe not. I mean, for some reason I was under the impression there were versions of those games for Android.
I don't see anything here that looks like a game.
Oh well.
Dark Nova? Who makes this game?
It should be Gameloft.
Okay.
And you made... Yeah, I think you made an incorrect statement a few moments ago. Play Store does actually detect what device you're running on, and if APK is not supported on the hardware that you're running on, it won't display it in the results. Actually, I take that back. It will display it, but it'll tell you it's not supported. So, I take back my own point. What can I say? It's the end of the day on a Sunday. I'm kind of tired. I've been out all day.
That's funny. It's the beginning of my day. I've just done my exercise and I just had a couple of big pieces of toast and just lays in here.
And this is the Sunday after a full 5-day work week, working about 10-hour days, and then a Saturday full of packing.
Oh. Well, this is a Monday and I'm preparing for fixing machines and stuff, and I'm just...
Alright, I'm not finding anything there. But what is cool is I ran 3DMark on here, and I actually got a higher score than even what they had recorded for Shields, which was cool.
Whoa. Nice.
And,
I wonder if that would be supported on my Note 2. It's a nice piece of hardware.
I don't know. Probably. Let's try some of these games that we do have. Yeah, I couldn't find anything there, man.
That means you'll just enhance the breadth of my Android experience.
Well, what we can try. I mean, like, what's their website? Usually their website will have a direct link to the store or something like that.
I'm not sure. It may be gameloft.com, but I'm not sure.
Let's see. Let's go here. And, let's try Gameloft Nova.
Yeah, it's gameloft.com, and apparently they do have it for Android. Yeah, there are 3 games in that series, by the way.
Okay. Let's see. Here we go. Oh yeah, I see that. This game is not compatible with your mobile phone.
Ah. Oh well.
Okay. Well, here's a game that is compatible. Let's try this.
Ooh. Boom.
This would be something from Rockstar.
Yeah.
Max Payne.
Yep.
Oh, cool. I've got someone made a modification for the Super Liam game for it, and you're actually playing as him, and you're going along with your pistol blowing things up, which is smart, but bigger than you.
They did an awesome job porting this for mobile. I can't say enough good things about it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. With the Shield controller, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good on the iPad, so I'm sure it's amazing with that controller.
It runs at like constant 60 FPS.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Oh, cool. This is cool. We to play this whole game. Rudeness.
Stand by. 1010, investigative reported disturbance at Acer Plaza.
10-4 dispatcher, verify address.
It's Acer Plaza. Repeat, Acer Plaza.
Oh, this sounds great.
Yeah, it surprisingly sounds
shots
pretty good.
Shots fired on the rooftop. An assault in progress.
Lower it a little.
Acer Plaza. Repeat, an assault in progress.
I just remember.
Oh, there is one thing I gotta try. Well, let's see what happens also. I don't know what'll happen, but I'm gonna unplug the HDMI. I could set up... Well, it'll just be mono for now, but this thing is so loud, you wouldn't believe it. The speakers on this thing. I'm actually impressed. Like, so, let me unplug this here.
I ask a question specifically about the hardware on that?
An exclamation mark to everything that had led to this point. I released my finger from the trigger.
Oh my god!
Wow.
And then it was over. To make any kind of sense of it, I need to go back 3 years. Back to the night the
pain started. It sounds so realistic.
Oh, I don't know what happened. I think I might have skipped something. Or maybe not, I don't know.
I was still in the force back then. NYPD, Manhattan, Midtown North Precinct, Hell's Kitchen.
So when are you coming to work for me, Detective Payne?
You'd make me work undercover in some hellhole.
Somebody's about to say
Sorry,
something
Alex.
To somebody else about
Sean
stopping
the baby
smoking.
Come first.
Yeah.
See? My last smoke. Bad for the baby.
Did I call that
bad
or
to
what?
You, Max.
I know, right?
A regular Boy Scout.
See, Alex?
I used to play this
still
game
poker
so much.
Right. I still need
like
to play
Like taking
free,
candy
by
from
way.
A baby.
The third one?
Life
yeah,
was good.
Is it worth
playing? Sunset,
you know, it.
Day. Smell of freshly mowed lawns.
So.
The first and second, I think, are just much better. I don't.
Jersey side.
I don't feel like they
baby girl,
really captured
the American dream come true.
It's like there's something missing.
Honey, I'm home.
It's not a bad
game.
You
have a nasty habit of going bad.
It's a pretty good game.
Looking.
You know, it's fun, but there's just something
Someone
about it that just feels.
Bravado.
Like,
Twilight
it's not all there.
The sky laden with foreboding.
Which is not to say that the game itself, you know, like, they did a good job. It's a well-made game. It runs really well. It looks good.
Shell.
But
Honey,
there's
home?
Just something about
I didn't
it
like the
that,
way the show started.
That
give me the best
to me is,
the
like,
house.
Lacking, but
Front
I don't know what
center.
It is. Like, I can't say.
You can't put your finger on it.
Yeah.
As they would say.
So, this is, Yep, Max Payne.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, there's stuff on his wall. So, now the real thing is, I mean, I think we've all played Max Payne 1.
Yeah.
So
I've played them all of it.
I've played through both 1 and 2.
So, Max Payne, it runs awesome. It looks pretty damn cool.
Well, I played a mod of it, but I haven't played the actual game.
Yeah. Let's see, here's another game.
Wow, apparently Max Payne 3 is still $40.
Huh.
Whoa.
Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yeah.
Now you know exactly how I wasted most of my high school years.
Yeah, with a soundtrack like this, I'd waste my high school years myself. I mean, that stereo image is just great. How they have it both off-center, so it actually sounds...
Pardon me, wait, I just sat across the room.
So, I mean, I suppose, GTA 3 and Max Payne, but again, it's just Android games, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Some black guy is about to say to some white guy something about his hand being messed up.
Yeah.
Is this the Grand Theft Auto game with one of the radio stations has a commercial about pets by mail, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
I'll find out why.
Good old Chatterbox with Laszlo.
Yes.
Who was actually, what's his name from Opie and Anthony?
Oh gosh, was it?
Yeah, that's who it was.
Those voices are so...
Vice, I don't know why this is reminding me. Vice City and the radio personality, not Hugo Chaves. He was very angry because apparently people kept calling in and calling him Hugo Chaves.
Do you remember the 70s and 80s? And I say, certainly don't remember anything since then.
Yeah.
Time for a commercial breakdown. You're listening to Flashback FM. I'm Tony, and I'll be right back where you...
It's galore, including tigers, cobras,
there you go.
Manatees, and white rhinos. Overnight. PetsOvernight.com.
That didn't sound like a white rhino. That sounded like a seal.
It sounded like a seal. That was exactly what it
was. All right, now joining us in the studio, we have a very special guest. His new book, Karate and Digestion, has been on the top 100 self-help books for the past 3 weeks. He's the founder of Now in Zen Dojo and Organic Food Market in Trenton. His name is Reed Tucker. Welcome to Chatterbox, Reed.
Why, thank you, Laszlo. It certainly is an honor to be here today.
So tell me, it Reed, where did you think of the idea of combining martial arts and organic food? I mean, it's kind of like putting ice cream
on that's
pizza.
The ocean.
Both are great, but they really shouldn't be put together.
Okay, Laszlo.
Your vehicle is about to burst into flames and explode, isn't it?
I know a place on the edge of the red light district where we can lay low.
So there you go. Grand Theft Auto. It runs amazing on here.
Yep.
Let's see. There are some other... Whoops, what else do I got on here? Oh, yeah. Let's see. This one was pretty classic. Just give it a minute to load. Let's see if you'll figure out what this is. This takes a while to load, because I put a lot of stuff on it. So, it's still thinking.
Something, some port of Quake, I'm sure.
No. Nope. Let me just scroll through this list here. Let's go down to... The emulators.
I was gonna say it had to be an emulator.
So I got every NES game ever on here, and basically every US SNES game on here. And I'm waiting. I gotta update my MAME ROM set to 139, and then that'll I think will work on here because the Tiger Arcade doesn't seem to like the ROM set that I have right now, because it's newer MAME than what I got. But again, I mean, like, right now, I get, you know, again, the only problem with this is, like, there's really not much I can, show you on the radio, like, because, again, the one cool thing or bad thing about it, as far as giving it, like, a really unique cool factor, is it's just an Android device. So, if you have a decent Android device, there's really not much new you can do, other than that this is much more powerful as far as newer 3D games if you ran Android 3D games, and the controller is pretty damn good. The D-pad is a little clicky, like not in its function, but it actually, like, makes sort of a little click. You hear that?
Ooh. Yeah.
It doesn't impede, like, it works great, but I don't know why.
Hopefully that's not an impending sign of a stress point that can break easily.
No, it doesn't feel like that, dude. Cause it's only like, oh, what a horrible night to have a curse.
Oh yes, this thing.
The soundtrack's good. The soundtrack is good though.
Yeah.
It's mono about itself, but
so
I don't
let's
like it.
Let's go back. Again, this because what I have to do is instead of have every single NES and SNES game, I think I need to put a selection of my favorites so that this works faster. Because basically,
oh,
it's sitting there. Well, it has 16 gig on it, but it also has a micro, what is SD, it, micro yep. SD, the little really tiny yep. SD card
yep,
one.
Yep, yep.
So let's open the SNES one, just see that that works. But the screen, because the one thing, like, Quinn, like, for you, like, what, I mean this in the, to be nice, but, like, would you be able to see this screen okay?
How large is it?
It's, I think it's 5 inches?
5 inches.
And it's 720 line resolution. But if you're doing...
I can see, I wish I could had some... I don't know if you ever had occasion to work with a first generation iPod. Basically,
not the very first gen, but
it basically was a monochrome. Supposedly, it looked like it was less, but Apple reported it as a 2-inch LCD.
Yeah,
and it had a couple of lines of text on it, and I could use that just fine. I'd have to squint sometimes, so.
Yeah,
and that sounds like that basically sound, and 5 inches I think is what the Galaxy Note 2 has, and that's very comfortably large in my opinion.
Yeah, I think I mean double check the specs. I might be wrong, but I want to say it's 5 inches. Because diagonally,
it's not so much the size of the display. It's what the average font size is for user interface.
Well, yeah. Well, you can change that,
whether or
not
too. You can adjust it.
Yeah.
Most, by the way, for the record, most Android devices, or every Android device that I have, at least with default font settings, is perfectly usable.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay, let's open this one. Let's see.
I'm going to turn off voice activation so that I can and not constantly have transmission trip.
This is SimCity.
No.
Sounds like it. Okay, maybe it doesn't.
I've actually never watched this whole intro. Oh my god. What is that? A bat just came out of a grave.
Whoa.
Every 100 years, the forces of good mysteriously start to weaken. Thus, the power of starts to revive itself. His power grows stronger and stronger every 100 years. I wonder who that's supposed to be. He has revived many times, however. Oh no, he has revived many times. However, his sinister actions have been consistently thwarted by the Belmont family. Blah, blah, blah. All right, let's go.
Hello, PC.
Oh, yeah, the other cool thing about this is you can use the right analog stick as a mouse and the trigger. So anyway, this is Super Castlevania 4.
Okay. That sounds retro, all right.
Yeah.
Wow, this is good. I like the soundtrack for this.
I think it was better sounding on the 68000.
Yeah.
On the MT32 and the sound cable.
Yeah, I got the recording that you uploaded ages ago. But...
Yeah, that was cool. So, yeah. Emulators obviously work.
Yeah. Not much good for broadcast, but they work.
Yeah, they work pretty well. I just got to... I gotta get rid of my quantity on here so that it can search through them faster. All right. The one good thing is I got Task Killer on here.
Okay.
So that helps too a lot. Kill all this crap and make sure only my game is running. All right. So let's see. Let's try another game. So what else we got on here? We've got Soulcraft, Sonic 4, Episode Sonic. 2, Riptide GP2, Expendables, something or other, Beach Buggy Blitz, Dead Trigger, Alpha Wave, Wind Up Night, that's kind of cool, Tainted Keep, and I think that's about it.
I played a Sonic Hedgehog 1 mod in BGT, but it was never finished. So I played it's not a mod, it's a port. I played a port of it, and it's pretty good for what it was.
So let's try some of these games. I've not even played them all yet. Let's try the Sonic game. Let's see what that's like.
Yeah. Sega! Oh, yeah, that's classic. Never heard that before.
Powered by NVIDIA Tegra.
Stereo.
Help and options. Let's see, what are the controls? Tag options, spin jump, pause. Okay.
Well, the SPC soundtrack's actually quite decent. Whoa.
Alright. Sylvania Castle, really? Alright, well, the graphics are kind of cool. Alright, there's Sonic on a plane. They're flying somewhere through the clouds. And, yeah, the backdrop looks pretty cool. It's definitely one of the prettier, games out there. The problem is, I was always terrible at these games. I always sucked at Sonic games. Well, that didn't work at all, did it? Oh, I see. Okay, so I gotta do that on the thing and make it, I am so bad at Sonic games. I'm an embarrassment to Genesis. Because I never had one. The only Sega system I ever had was Dreamcast.
Well, if this helps you any, man, I played a port of Sonic and I did reasonably okay in the first level. That was actually made in DPT port, so... And it was Sega space.
As you may recall, I recently came to visit from both the Dreamcast and the Saturn. And, specifically on the Saturn, I decided, being the collector that I am, that I was going to go and get the Quake 1 for Saturn. That was interesting. They actually obviously had to make significant changes to the level layout for that platform.
Okay. Well, I will say that the frame rate is quite solid, which helps a Sonic game, that's for sure. So, Sonic, it's pretty cool. Let's see, what have we got on here that's a little more story-based? Are you sure you want to exit? Yep. Alright, let's see. Well, let's try... Well, we might as well try all of these. Let's see, so what's this Soulcraft? It's loading. Welcome to Soulcraft. Okay. All right, let's see.
Again, forgive my relative quietness. I'm eating.
Okay, what if I want to, like, start over?
I'll be back. I'm going to eat myself a bit of a something to eat.
Have fun. Seems like another one of these games where I can't figure out how to make it start over, but... What is this, a trend? This is not a good trend. Alright, it's loading a level. Alright. Let's see. Alright, they're talking. I don't care about that. Let's get to the action. I've not played it much yet, but it seems fun.
There's some fun little days of yesteryear throwbacks. One of the things I love is that there is no actual requirement for the weapons to be reloaded, and yet they have a specific reload key that you can use to reload the weapons.
Yeah, it actually hurts you.
It does.
Alright, so this is like a... Seems like a top-down beat-em-up kind of a... not a beat-em-up, but like... A little bit of like a Diablo kind of vibe, but... Not quite. Kind of neat. Alright, so I'm killing a lot of guys. Alright, I quest completed, I guess. Okay. Whoa. Alright. Destroy chest to find rewards. Who'd have thunk it? Does this game not have any more music? What happened? It had cool menu music. Defeat the enemies! That's quite an objective! So, this is kinda neat. I could get behind this. This is kind of a brainless little top-down beat-em-up game. Somebody's getting hurt. I've reached level 3. Isn't that nice? Alright, so let's quit that.
That's funny, that last guy, I could have sworn that, I could swear that must be what Homer Simpson sounds like when somebody's trying to murder him.
Oh yeah, you'll like this as well. My favorite live wallpaper on the Android... have you seen the Doom live wallpaper?
I have not.
Oh, it's the coolest thing ever. It's like you got the Doom guy and like all the Doom monsters, and they're like just fighting it out in the background.
Oh, nice.
And like they sometimes they'll drop weapons and power ups. So like he'll get armor or like the rocket launcher or like all the different weapons are there too. It's really hilarious watching him walk around and fight stuff.
Oh, so is it actually from a first person's perspective?
No. That's what's more cool about it, really, is it's like you could, it's sort of like an angled isometric kind of view. You know. So
yeah.
It's really cool.
Is it rendered through 3D or no?
I have no idea.
I was going to say, if it is, that's a massive battery kill.
No, it's very, very light, so probably not. It doesn't even show up in the battery history.
Oh, gosh.
So,
wow.
So whoever, the guy that wrote it, did it, like, really good. And I even set it to have, like, you can set it to have up to, I think, 32 monsters on the screen. I set it to 16 because then it's just too many and they keep killing the Doom guy so he never lives. So you could actually turn on God mode so that he can't die. It's funny. And, like, if you tap in open area on the screen, it's in 5 seconds it drops a power up for him. It's really cool.
Hmm. Nice.
So let's see. Let's try this. Let's see what this Riptide GP is. I think it's like a racing game. Let's see. Yep, I would say it's a racing game. Let's see. Alright, I'm a level 1 player, I guess. Do they have like a, I guess I have career. Alright. Let's see. I don't even know what the buttons are. We'll find out. It looks pretty impressive for a little tablet-y device, I have to say. And it's basically it puts up 720p on the TV.
Nice. I don't know if you heard me a few minutes ago. I have a question about the hardware specifically, if I may.
Okay.
Looking at the store page for that thing, what is this thing on the back that they have two variants of and it apparently clasps into the back of the device?
Oh, like the tags?
The tags, yes.
It's purely aesthetic.
Okay, I figured so.
That's like it's like they put that there so it's like you can customize it a little bit and have a different tag or something, I guess. I don't know, different graphic or whatever.
Basically just a piece of plastic that
you
can interchange and configure.
Yeah. Like, wow, this it's pretty cool looking, this racing game. It's like, they're on, like, wave runners or something like that.
Huh.
Going through. So it's like a water race, you know, like, not jet skis, like wave race used to be. It's like wave runners. And it looks pretty cool on here with the high frame rate that the shield can put out. Like, that's the thing, man. Like, people are not used to high frame rate. It makes such a huge difference. Like, I wouldn't say this game's putting out 60 all the time, but it's still pretty damn good for the most part. It does seem to hitch a little bit at a certain area when it goes around here, it looks like. Well, I guess I suck, because this guy doesn't look happy. And to that I say, menu screen. Take that. I killed his task. That's what he gets for frowny facing me. Let's try this Expendables game. Let's see. If only it had something to do with Expendables the movie.
That's what I was thinking.
No. But it doesn't. Let's see. Excuse me. Okay, options. What are the options? Not many options. Well, oh, wait a minute. Hey, welcome back, player 947,000. So what? Oh, it disappeared. I couldn't read the number fast enough. Well, let's play. New game. Select difficulty. Normal. Why not? Expendable rearmed. System. Sigmas. Planet. Nova Castria? Okay. Location. Capital city. Enemy attack imminent. Wipe out alien advance party. And locate subway entrance. Weapon select. Ah, it's showing me the controls for a PlayStation controller. Which is close enough, I suppose. Movement, triggers, green button. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. So it's like you aim. It's kind of like Smash TV style gaming, where the left D-pad moves you around and the right D-pad shoots in the direction you want. Okay. Alright, let's see. I got a machine gun. Well, the sound quality of this game is lacking, I'd say. But it looks kind of cool. The graphics aren't great. It's not the most optimized engine ever, but it does run well enough. Like, that's the other thing. It's kind of interesting. You can see how unoptimized some of these game engines are on Android. But I really hope, like, the Shield does well and starts to change all of that for Android. Get some better stuff. Oh my god, I just got clobbered by...
It's unfortunate because it has this major pitfall, which is that it stands to suffer the same fate as the Wii U, where no developers... it's not so much the developers in this case, it's the actual platform fragmentation.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to suffer the same problems that Wii U is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost comical, the whole Wii thing. Everybody gets all excited about it, and then once they actually receive the unit, they're like, oh yeah, this is Android, and we have screw all on Android, so we can actually play.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of potential, so...
That's just it, though, is that it's potential, and the platform is just... Especially for games where you almost have to write them in native code, it's just not really the best, the most forgiving platform to write things in native code.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can complain that way about anything. Well, this is kind of cool. Alright. That's a pretty neat game. Alright, so let's see. We got Beach Buggy Blitz. Let's try that. They got funny messages while it's loading. Burying beach crabs. Well, this splash screen looks pretty cool. The water looks nice. I don't want to tap to play. I want to use the controller. Alright, let's see. Alright, there's a little guy. Alright, okay, I guess I can't use the controller for this game. Oh, it uses, like, I turn the whole, you know... It uses, like, the accelerometer or whatever.
Oh, nice.
That's kind of cool. That works pretty well. So I'm driving the little beach buggy, and the car just basically... So the guy's just flooring it, and I have to, like, aim him. Seems like not the best idea ever for safe driving, if you ask me. He's just flooring it, and I have to control the car.
Reminds me... That is essentially kid mode from
Wacky Racers. Oh god! Ah! Crashing into stuff. I got plus 15 seconds, I guess? Oh my god. We're in a cave, if you couldn't tell from the audio. I just killed a mushroom. Alright. I am not very good at this. I think I'm going to lose. Distance, 2,119 meters. Coins collected, 21. Oh, I guess I did good. I got a high score. Well, hooray for me. That's kind of neat. So that's a neat-ish game. Let's close all that. Go back to the menu. Let's try this Dead Trigger. I think this is a first-person game with zombies, I see. Okay. Loading, please wait. Day one, accidents happen. Difficulty normal. An unknown plague has killed billions. Many turn into creatures hungering for flesh and blood. Those who retain their humanity are fighting for survival. You found a group of survivors led by Julian Lesange. What? Really?
I don't get it.
You must earn their trust by...
I know I should get it, but I don't.
Isn't that, like the WikiLeaks guy? Or something sounding
Julian
similar?
Julian Assange. That's... Yeah. Hey, well, this... any opportunity for somebody to give him a hard time is an opportunity that I fully agree with.
Wow, they actually show the shield and the controls for it on this one.
I just realized after my previous comment that I hope nobody listens to this program. I really hope.
What?
Because people get all uppity about that thing, and I'm expressing the non-liberal opinion.
Well, that's okay. That's allowed here. So that's cool. So this is the first game. It actually shows a picture of, like, the shield and what the controls are. So let's see. Aim, action,
isn't that a nice fuzzy? Isn't that a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling?
Yeah. So it gives me hope for the future. I really, really want this thing to do well. I do. I think it's really cool. Alright, left weapon. YBXA is items 1 through 4. Move, look. Okay. Alright. Heal, you're injured. Bandage to patch yourself. Okay, what button is that? Okay, I guess that's the Y button. It's showing me touch controls, but I'm not going to use that crap. Alright. Well, this looks pretty cool. The graphics are pretty good. Die, zombie! How much ammo do I have? Uh-oh. Oh, there we go. Kill the zombies! Apparently zombies' eyes glow in this game.
Huh.
Ah. Wow! Hello! Mission
Hello,
success!
Hello, I'm back! So what are you guys playing?
We're playing Dead Trigger. It's like a first-person zombie murdering game.
Oh, cool!
Alright, mission success. Okay. Alright, I don't want to enter the shop. I want to kill more zombies.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have a choice. Okay, buy bandages. Fine. Great. Equip. Whoa, what is all this madness? Okay. Back. Alright, there we go. Play. Loading, please wait.
Yes,
I can't imagine how much it would suck to play this on a touchscreen. Defend your position for 70 seconds. Alright, zombies are coming and I'm shooting them in the face.
Hey, bonus points.
Die! Headshot. Where are guys coming from? Oh, okay, I'm locked in a room. All right. For a second, it sounded like there was guys behind me, but that's just a wall. All right, I'm running out of bullets.
This could be an event in the Vietnam War, in which case the enemies are actually coming out of the walls.
Success! Well, these are very short levels.
Yeah.
So, this is not bad, though. It looks pretty cool. It runs really well. Ah, special reward! I got a turret! Okay.
Nice.
Let's quit. That's the one problem with some of these games, is they don't... Like, you just... Because you go back to the main screen, but it doesn't close anything. Which is why you need Task Killer.
Why? What does that do? It just kills it.
It actually kills the process. Hmm. Alright, so let's try this Alpha Wave. I think this is like a vertical shooter. Whatever you're doing with your mic, if you could not do it, that would be good.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Alright, so Alpha Wave. Options. Graphics. High. Start. Let's try that. Okay. Black hole. Okay. Loading.
Cool.
What are we doing here? All right, I see space. How to play? That sounds useful. Movement. Move left or right. Bomb. All right, these controls are simple enough. Weapons. Okay. Hyper mode. Destroy objects charges the hyper weapon. Once charged, it will flash. Okay, so I can just move left and right with the pad here. And it just auto-fires, it looks like, and my bomb is slowly building up, and every time I kill something, this hyper builds up, it looks like. So I guess the idea is to just kill falling debris as much as possible. Okay. Bomb! Alright. Hyper weapon! So just the hyper weapon just shoots like automatic laser attack. Bomb blows up everything on the screen. I got a laser pulse. I don't know what that means. Ah, speed up. That's good. Okay. Let's bomb the screen. Wave up. Okay. How about the hyper weapon? Die.
Oh boy.
Kills like everything.
Yay.
So this is kinda neat. Whoa! Well, I guess I got killed because, yeah, game over. I died. Enter your name. No. Oh, I can include carriage returns in my name. That's exciting. Enter your name. It didn't like that. Go away. Done. Enter your name. Okay, I don't want to enter my name. It doesn't like my name, apparently. Alright. Well, that was kind of cool, except for the name entering business that didn't seem to...
Why don't you want to enter your name? It just doesn't want to work.
I just didn't feel like it. Let's try this wind-up night. This is pretty cool. This is really tough. This is also pretty cool looking. So, there's a little knight guy. He's like a wind-up toy looking, and he's got a little turny key in him. Alright. I see what's going on here. Wind-up knight. Alright. Let's start. Disembark. Okay. Alright, so I can jump. I jump and he walks on his own. Oh, I pick up a key and collect coins. Alright. So I'm running across collecting wind-up keys and coins. And that's about it right now. I assume something else will happen. Oh, I got like a secret thing. With a question mark. I guess we'll find out what that is. Music's kind of cool.
Hmm.
This is like a nice, relaxing little game. Neat landscapes in the background. There's like, I just hit some spikes and died.
Yeah, it's relaxing, all right.
Pretty Princess Tip Primer Tip Number 4. Adhere to a curfew, even if none has been imposed. But yeah, the backgrounds are cool.
I can see Arlie Ermy coming out of nowhere and giving us the pretty princess tips.
Alright, so jumping up. See like a village in the background, little ships in the water. Sailing around, even though there's no people in them. Oh boy, I'm going the wrong direction. Uh-oh. I winded down. Oh no. Pretty Princess Tip Number 8. Speak in a soothing and pleasant voice. Well. I don't know what to say to that. So, this is kind of cool. I just want to see if I just want to get past this first level, or whatever this is. Let's go down here. I collect a thingamajig. Over there, okay. I get a wind up. Okay. Coins. More coins. Alright. Got a wind up key so I can keep running. Lots of games here with people and things moving on their own.
That's it seems.
Hooray! I got a flag. I hit a flag. Level complete. And I collected a card, I guess. Alright. Wind up handbook, tick number 11. Freeze your opponents in their tracks with the icy stare of the Medusa shield. Oh. Aha! I got a wooden sword. Okay.
Okay.
Alright, I press the sword button. Yeah, I'm killing chickens. Or roosters, or whatever those are. I don't know.
Okay.
So, it's nighttime. Oh, I got murdered by one of the roosters.
Okay.
Pretty Princess Primer Tip Number 15. Always hold the door for women and children. Princesses never hold the door for men.
Okay.
Good to know.
Yeah.
This is a funny game.
Yeah.
Alright, so... Oh. So that was kind of cool. So let's close that. Okay, back to here. So we got... we tried all of that. Let's try this Tainted Keep. This seems like it's pretty cool. It seems like a much more elaborate game. Alright. It's loading. Let's see if hopefully I can start a new game.
Excuse me for that, I just had to turn off my mic so I could sneeze.
Okay.
Oi.
It's loading.
Loading.
All right. Let's see what we got in the options here. Graphics options. Quality, ultra. Texture resolution, high.
The messengers are offline, you know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that.
It's probably not worth it now, but I don't know.
What time is it? Well, the problem is I can't really answer it and play this at the same time.
Nah, it's all right.
So, anybody listening who is... I apologize, there's no messengers today. I'm just lazy. Yeah.
Let's see who's active online today.
So, let's start a new game. Tainted Keep. Let's see. Oh. Okay, there's like, this looks like stained glass windows. Greenhaven,
my home.
Oh. Okay.
My childhood was short. I was wielding a sword on my 5th birthday. Through the village. A shadow lingered from that day forth.
Oh my gosh. He must have been pretty big.
Yeah. Oh, evil.
This is Greenhaven. People are dying.
Oh my god. It's
floating towards the keep. For some reason, my soul stayed with me. It was speaking to me, telling me to enter the keep.
We should explore the keep, see if there's anything we can learn. I will try and guide you as best as I can.
Okay. Let me just get this thing here. Oh my goodness. Alright. I'm just plugging it in for power.
What is this you're putting in?
The power plug.
Oh, because the battery's getting low in it.
A little bit. It's at like 20%.
Yeah.
It lasts like 10 hours, so. It lasts like 10 hours gaming, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I accidentally quit because I wanted to go to the options here and turn up the sound effects so that we can actually hear what this person was saying. Hopefully that'll be good level. But I guess let's just see. Continue. Which one are we continuing? That's the real question. I guess we'll find out. Alright, yep. Alright, this is the game we just started. What's interesting I've actually not been looking at the TV screen. I've been looking at the shield instead. Most of this whole time. Alright, so this looks pretty cool. They got like some neat sunbeams coming in through a window there. Let's see what's over this way.
This doesn't look like the right way.
Okay then. Way. Alright, it's showing me like what buttons are what here. Ah, a bad guy! I'm gonna kill him.
Kill it!
Oh. Die! Take that! That's right. Going through here now. There's another bad guy.
Kill him too.
Yeah. Alright. Entering barracks. Whoa! There's a guy right there. Oh, there's two of them! Holy crap! This is not going very well. I am getting my ass kicked. I don't know what to do. Oh, that doesn't help. Okay. Alright, I am near death. So, what's over here? Oh, another bad guy, great. Okay. Let's see what's this. What, maybe there's something the other direction here that's of use. This is a spooky place.
I don't think we should be here.
Oh, well, great. So apparently this girl is talking to her own spirit?
Yeah.
Is she a ghost? Well, there's more bad guys. Take the, oh, your sword has been upgraded to the Beray Blade. B-E-R-A-Y. Okay. I'll take what I can get. There's another guy coming at me. Die! Oh, I hit him twice. What's over this way? Whoa! Those are some serious traps.
Don't listen to me.
There's like spikes coming out of the walls that like traps, booby traps I gotta avoid now. Let's see, what's in this room? Looks like a archery practice room or something. What's over here? Anything? Nope. Okay.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
These bad guys. Can hear
doesn't seem to be anything of use. All right. I see a lot of doors that I can't get in. Take that. All right. Trying to avoid these booby traps. What the hell is that thing? Oh, well, he's dead. It's like a goblin or something. A different kind of guy instead of like some sort of skeletal shield type guy. What was that? What was that noise? There's things walking around and I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
Ah! This is spooky. This is a pretty neat game. Over here. there's another one of these shield guys. Well, I've made a totally amazing, excellent discovery. This upgraded sword actually, makes them sort of step back enough so that I don't have to keep blocking them after I swing. I just keep attacking. That works much better in my, that's more my style. Yeah. Let's see, what's up here? Is that another kind of guy? No, it's one of them shield guys again. Uh-oh. Fighting too many guys at once. Alright, one of them is dead. Oh, come on, that's no fair. Alright, I killed him, thank God. Alright. Alright, whatever's over there, I can't go. There's a stairway that's blocked. Take that. I see a glowy thing over here. But I don't see a way to get to it. And there doesn't appear to be a jump button or anything. Aha, okay. More bad guys. Bad guys coming my way. Oh, I got killed. Stupid spears coming out of the floor.
That was close.
Okay, I guess my ghost resurrected me or something.
Hmm.
Alright, this is a pretty cool game.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this. Let's see if I can get past here. Oh my god, these spikes are so annoying. Oh, come on. Open, alright. I just let out a bunch of scary skeleton things. Ghost skulls or something just flew out of this thing. I don't know if that's good or bad. Oh, come on. Oh, that's just unfair and stupid. That's a horrible trap. These spikes are so frigging... They hurt too much, damn it. Alright, I have stairs to my left and bad guys down here. Let's go kill the bad guys. I really don't like... She decides on her own to switch between the people you're fighting. When I'd rather just kill one of them at a time, instead of fight all of them at once. That is annoying me a little bit. Okay. Alright, I'm going upstairs now. What? Die! Okay. This place is dark and scary. Well, I'm definitely gonna die now. Yeah. Because we can't just attack one person. We have to keep swinging at every other person every time we swing. I don't understand that. Who would fight that way? Like, you're just getting hit by three people. Kill one, then you're getting hit by two people. You take less damage. It's just mad.
Yeah.
It's annoying me. Let's see, what's over here? A dead end.
And a goblin.
Yeah. Well, I guess the good news is I lured him into my trap. I've hidden him through a wall. I got wall hacks. He sucks.
Okay, I'm going to step out for a minute and then I'll be actively participating again.
Okay. And I got one of these stupid night things coming after me now.
Yeah, didn't live long.
All right. Oh, now there's spikes coming out of the ceiling. That's great. God's sakes! Well, we're just getting fucking raped. That's nice. I'm getting the hell out of here. Why can't she attack the person right in front of her? Like, she literally turns around and attacks the person behind her. I've never seen such stupidity. Stairs now. There's a chest over here. I wonder if there'll be a bad guy. The chest is floating in the air and it opened up and something flew out of it and you have received the old wood staff. Okay. Well, how does that help me?
Seems like a downgrade, doesn't it?
Try it out.
That reminds me of the player character from Kung Fu on the NES. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. The wooden staff is definitely much worse than my sword.
Who would have thunk it?
Alright. It's Tarkin scary. What is that?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay. There's some sort of a portal. I guess I can go in it. Okay, we went in a portal. Entering darkness. That's great. That's spooky.
Yeah.
Unless, I don't know, I don't think there's anything to do in there. Oh, great. There's a whole lot of guys in here. Seems to have restored all the bad guys me coming back here. I don't know what to do. I get the feeling, like, at some point I gotta be able to open one of these doors.
Seems logical, doesn't it? I have to go somewhere, right?
Yeah. Whoa! That's a big bad guy. With, like, a friggin' big battle axe. And he hit me for 400.
Ow.
Well, he killed me.
That was close.
Boss.
Well, I finally killed it. Oh my god. Dead. This is frustratingly difficult.
Oh, he's dead. He's dead.
Oh, there's another chest in here. Maybe something useful will happen. You obtained light. Ah. Okay. Light. All right. Let's see. Well, I guess now we can go into the darkness. Aha! Uh-huh. Your sword's been upgraded to the Great Sword of Pith.
Huh. It sounds slightly more blunt to me.
Good news.
This looks like the right way.
Ah. What way would that be?
Over here.
Oh, yeah. Alright. Alright, I've lit up the darkness, apparently. found a chest in the darkness. You obtain Fireball.
Oh, cool.
So as I'm walking around, after I light up, like, it's like different spots are lighting up, and like I'm going to them. Okay, I guess I go in the portal again. I wonder how I use Fireball.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that takes care of that. The A button. All right, we're starting to kick ass now.
Yeah.
Fireball. Throw my fireball at this guy. Take that. 217. My fireball is serious business. Ha! He died. I burnt him. Alright. Now that I have fireball. Ah, I burnt myself.
Oh,
fireballs are dangerous. You gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Pretty cool game, even though it is somewhat frustrating.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, take that, great axe, battle axe guy. How do you like fireballs? I hope you like them. I do. Oh, I missed. That's not good. Took care of him.
Yeah.
I showed him a lesson.
Yeah.
These goblins are going to get it now, too. You don't know how to get around the table.
Just didn't quite think that through, did they?
Apparently not. Alright, but now, so, now what do I... Now where do I go, though? I'm back where I was before.
Excuse me.
I don't know where to go.
The bad guy gone?
Yeah. Where to go? Ah! Stupid things in the ground that stab me. Aha! I shot the door with a fireball and it opened!
Yay!
This looks like the right way.
Reminds me of some of those, is it Quake or Wolfenstein or some, one of the things where you get secret areas and you shoot something and you get items dropping on you.
Said it looked like the right way. Aha! Open the door. It's loading. Entering Royal Wing. And spookier Ooh. Music than before.
Slightly.
That's not a good sign. Looks pretty cool.
Hmm. Ooh, yeah, scary music.
Why is the music spookier than before? Is that necessary?
Don't know.
I'm frightened. What is this? Now there's drums! I thought it was gonna get better. Huh, this guy's got a different shield than the other guy. But I kill him just the same.
Yeah.
There's another one of these urns. I don't know what I'm opening them for, but... Oh, I see another one of these shield guys over there. I hit him with my fireball.
Yeah.
Die!
Yay!
You like the taste of fireballs.
This looks important.
Spikes.
Oh my. A bunch of big battle axe guys. Oh, great, they're both coming after me. Maybe I can get them killed by the spikes. Probably the spikes do no damage to them. Wouldn't that Yay. Be just typical?
Yeah.
Oh, do they? They're stuck. They don't fit through the door. They're both trying to go through the same door. Ha! 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 Oh, shit. He got through. Kill him with the spikes. Oh, yeah. One down. Where'd the other guy go? What, did he run away? Oh, here he is. Oh, my upgraded sword apparently stuns him sufficiently. So that's, see, it's the way this seems to work is it's like the harder enemies, like they don't get stunned when you hit them. So they will just attack you even if you're hitting them. But when your sword is powerful enough, then like it stuns them. So you can just keep hitting them and they and you take no damage because they never attack you. Interesting. And while I was standing still just now, the girl looked toward the camera and like shrugged with her head for me to do something. That was kind of funny.
Like, thank God.
Like how you would turn your head to point to a direction and be like, come on, let's go. That was funny. I see a bunch of skeletons and right next to this chest. I wonder if they'll come to life and attack me. Let's see, what's in here? Something good? What have we got? The servant's wing can be accessed from the courtyard. This key should open the door blocking the way. Okay.
Cool.
Okay, I see another fireball door. I wish my fireball was faster.
Yeah.
question is, which way do I go now? Yeah, take that. Time to go, I think. So, this was fun.
That it was.
So, yeah. So, we had a little fun with the shield.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty cool. And I think it's got a lot of potential. And it really, I really feel like right now, once they iron out some of the streaming, that's the one thing we didn't talk about.
I was going to ask, and I unfortunately had to assume that it's all sorts of glitchy.
Actually, if you have good Wi-Fi, it works really, really well, the PC streaming. It's pretty damn cool. It's like playing Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
So, it's pretty cool. But it is slightly buggy, which is why, like, they only really support a couple, like, a few select group of games that work perfectly.
Does your computer sound like this?
It does! The whole loop started over, that's funny. But it's like, the thing is, like, there's not much I can do to, like, there's no real point demoing that, you know, on the show, because what's the point?
Yeah.
That is the one really cool thing about it, is that you can stream your PC games to it, which is really cool, and it does work pretty well. I'm waiting. I ordered some new access points, two different kinds to try. One I actually got on sale on Amazon. It's a $200 access point for $80.
Whoa!
It's the Ubiquiti Unify access point. Which is supposed to be.
So I have to make this joke. So it's made by the people that make Ubuntu.
I don't know, maybe.
But I guess you didn't get the joke.
I don't know. It's supposed to be really good.
The maker name and the model name are both things that Canonical.
Because the other thing is, I ordered the other access point. I ordered was an Asus one. That's also supposed to be pretty good.
Asus has been getting pretty good community marks for their things of late.
Because right now what I have is I have two Netgear. They're basically Draft N 2.4 gigahertz access points.
Mm-hmm.
Because the problem I've always had with wireless in my house is no matter what I would do, it would be shitty. Like, it would just always be bad, and, it would drop connections. It doesn't matter how many access points I have, where I put them. Like, I don't know. Either there's, something in our house that causes lots of interference, or I don't know what.
Do you live in an old house with tons of wood paint?
No.
It's the number one thing I can think of. Really? My brother's house, my younger brother's house, has one room that's painted in lead paint, and every other room is
basically a Faraday cage.
It is a Faraday cage. Yes. And you cannot get Wi-Fi in that room.
It's like some data centers. You ever been in this really secure data centers? They build the wall as a Faraday cage so that you can't.
I'm not, but it makes sense. Yes.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah, some of these data centers I've been to, they do that purposefully for security so that you cannot get a signal, a wireless signal inside there at all. Except for the wireless signal that is inside there.
Inside, yeah.
It is interesting because I do some work for a local university. They do psychology experiments with EEG modules and electronic junk, radiation junk. Ed, you work in there. You may as well turn your fucking mobile phone off, because every signal from data to mobile is blocked. If you want to call out anything, you've got to use their internal data systems.
Yeah.
Or external sources, no good.
Yeah, but so that's been the story with wireless for me in at home. So it's got to a point where it's like I gave up trying. Like, I literally tried like a bunch of different access points, and it's always the same result in that my wireless is crap. And it's like, I don't know. So, but maybe the five. I'm hoping that the 5 gigahertz will be better. That's what I'm
hoping. I've got the same issues though, because I have my wireless in and my wireless G's, but I found it okay where I was. As soon as I got into a certain point of the house, upstairs or downstairs, where it was the signal wouldn't necessarily be bad, and browsing would be a bit slower and stuff. But I got into radio broadcasting or voice, but it was either the inputs, the outputs that I was hearing from wherever it was, would always shudder.
Yeah.
But yeah. But, I mean, I had a 144 in, I got a 300 in. It's a little better in certain places, but yeah, I get where you're going from, but then I've only got one router and...
Yeah. You know. So, like, this is I just put in a link. That's what one of the ones I got.
Yeah.
Is this one. It's supposed to be really good.
Yeah. I've got a TP-Link router, and it's not Chinese router. It's a $90 router, and it does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's just very finicky about things. If the power drops out or you have a connection thing, turn the thing back on, it doesn't care. You've got to actually turn it off and on again.
Yeah.
But I suppose it's good if something really goes wrong, because the D-Links and stuff that I used to have try to cover it up, and so stuff would fail, and you're like, well, I don't know what this is. Maybe I've got a virus. And it's just usually a connection issue. This one, your connection goes down, the machine goes, I'm not going to go on until you give me some attention, so you know it actually is.
Yeah.
It's time for you to go, I suppose.
Yeah.
Off your dinner or something. I am going to have lunch. Well, not now, obviously. But who knows what I'll do.
Yeah, so, well, tune in next time, and that's all for today.
Hopefully I'll see you next week. I don't know, it just depends when whatever hits.
That's it for us.
I would like to point out, I may not be here, because that will be, like, literally 2 days before I move out, so I don't know what craziness these people around here will have planned for me.
All right, so I'm going to disconnect.